Hello, Lions fans, and welcome to another edition of the Lions Den podcast. Adam Williams here alongside women's basketball coach Brianna Clark. Coach Clark, how you been doing?
I've been doing well, considering.
And say considering, let's jump right into it. Season ends on February 29th, and then about 2 weeks later, everything ends. So let's talk about kind of how lucky we were to finish that season, but then also kind of the aftermath. And when you had to tell your kids, hey, I'm probably not going to see you here until, well, to be determined.
Yeah. To finish the season the way we did, I mean, that in itself was one of the best games that we had played all season, undoubtedly. And then the kids go home knowing that that was their last game. Looking forward to postseason workouts, extending that strength and getting better on the court, off the court, working in the weight room, getting their skills kind of more refined. And then we go into spring break, and the kids never come back. So it was very difficult in telling them, hey, what we've done, don't let that go. We've got to continue on the same path that we were starting, but now it's up to you. And you've got to do it on your own without a coach standing behind you and without us, you know, doing, you know, what we've been doing throughout practices and stuff. This is the time that we're going to really need you guys' leadership and showing how determined you are and continuing, and so we're not getting a step behind. And I think over the last, how many months has it been, Adam?
It seems like it's about,
forever.
It's almost about 6 months as of this recording.
Yeah. So over the last 6 months, I really believe that they all worked hard on their own and did what they needed to do to maintain their own level of just staying in shape and their own, you know, just staying in and getting up shots on their own somehow, some form, whether it's backyard or a neighbor's goal, or I've even seen some self-made goals. So really kind of pleased with the way that they handled everything over the course of the last 6 months.
See, and you talk about, you know, that Queens game, we've talked about it numerous times, but you end on maybe the highest of highs, and then very quickly you have to deal with this adversity. But you mentioned how the team had found their own ways to kind of keep that motivation high and to keep that inspiration going heading into this year. Again, we're about a week into, as of this recording, where the students have moved back. And I think that there's this general buzz that everyone's just happy to be back. And I think you can see that too, because I'll be walking through the gym and you just hear balls bouncing. Yeah. Now, obviously one person per hoop at the time, but, right, you know, seeing them still get after it. Talk about, again, that message that you maybe, like, since you've seen your players on campus, just kind of reconnecting, first off.
Obviously getting them back on campus was something at one point in the summer I wasn't even sure it was going to happen. So having the restrictions that whether NCAA's put on us or Mars Hill and for the policy of you know, COVID, I'm just happy to be here. I'm happy they're on campus, so we will take whatever we can get. The ladies are able to get in the gym, one to a basket on their own. Obviously, I can't be there for that just yet, but they're excited about that. They're making the most out of that, and I think everybody's been in at some point. And it was good to see that initiative on their end. So looking forward to what's coming in the next couple of weeks and getting in the groove and having our team meeting and starting conditioning and getting back. And I've told them from the day they moved in and pretty much all summer, trust the process. That's something they're going to hear all season long, trust the process. And this is part of it too. So if they could have gone 6 months without being together, we can go a couple more weeks and wait out to our turn to get back together. So
you mentioned a couple weeks. I've been saying as of this recording, so just to give listeners an idea, right now it's September 10th. As of now, no official decision has been made regarding the basketball season. Fall sports have been postponed until the spring, but basketball's still in limbo. Talk about kind of that difficulty in trying to prepare, not knowing exactly when you guys can start practicing and can actually start playing games, if we're even going to have games in the 2020 calendar year.
Our mentality is we're going to start on time, and that's the way we're going to treat each and every day that we get an opportunity to get together and get in the gym and work, is that we're going to start October 15th practice, and then we're going to play November 13th. It's going to be our first game. So until we hear otherwise, we're going to treat it that way. And then even after that, we're still not going to let up. We're still going to do the practice. We're going to get ready for this season. I'm telling you, this group of young ladies is very determined, and I give all the credit to that, from a previous senior and the upcoming seniors that have kind of distilled that in the younger players. So I'm happy to be where we are, and we're going to treat everything the same.
Talk about the young group. Let's talk about some players that, are coming into the program this year and some that you're very interested in seeing what they'll be able to produce on the court.
All right. Well, to start off, we brought in five new, one transfer. And of the five, only one was able to tour campus through all of this. So getting them on campus and them kind of walking around like, where's the cafeteria? Where's the gym? Where's, you know, I feel bad for them on that level, but I'm so excited that they're here and that they chose Mars Hill to be, you know, to call home for the next 4 years. So we got a transfer from Winthrop University, a little point guard. She actually played high school ball with Deja Marshall. Deja contacted me over the summer and was like, man, this kid's pushing me. And, you know, when I've got a player like Deja telling me that somebody else is pushing her, I can't not look at her. And then there's another little point guard out of Maryland, probably one of the quickest kids I've ever seen in my life. So we're looking, you know, forward to that speed on the court, defensive side. And then three post players, one from Greenville, one from Raleigh, and then one from Georgia. All of which are very athletic, a little taller than what we've been used to the last couple of years. So looking forward to their length, looking forward to their athleticism, and, you know, all of them in itself are going to be able to contribute right away.
So I've kind of two questions we'll follow up here. Lastly, kind of talking about maybe the downside of COVID in terms of recruiting. You said only one player was able to tour campus. Let's talk about kind of the recruiting effort throughout that, but also let's talk about those that you have returning. You mentioned the lone senior last year, Tatum Bonk. She's actually still on campus. She's my graduate assistant. I got really lucky, but she's also going to be volunteer assistant coach with your program. But let's talk about those that you expect to maybe step up more in a leadership role.
We've got four seniors in the classroom. Marissa Jones, Gabby Giannikos. I always say that wrong. Sorry, Gabby. Deja Marshall and Selby Bauman. Selby over the summer is probably I've seen the most improvement. She built her own weight room using center blocks and metal poles and stuff. So she made the most out of her summer and come back in pretty good shape. And then Gabby's leadership, I'm starting to see that she's being a little more vocal, which last year was trying to get her there. But I'm impressed with where she is on that leadership pole. Deja's just been a workhorse all summer. She'd ride 40 miles every day on a bike, and just trying to stay in shape, trying to keep from being busy. You know, and then Marissa's been working as well and trying to get that knee rehab back to where it needed to be. And so I'm looking forward to what the seniors have to offer on a leadership standpoint. The freshmen last year and now sophomores have always respected that senior class and Lexi, I call her senior all the time. I think I called her senior last year. She's just got that mentality and that leadership role and the maturity that she acts like a senior even when she's on the court. So, like I said, this freshman class and even the sophomore has a pretty good group to look up to.
So, Coach, as we wrap up this interview, let's talk about, despite all the adversity, despite being in limbo, despite all of this kind of being in the way right now, what are the expectations for the team this season?
Just to still compete every day, have that mentality. I was just listening to a podcast from Kara Lawson, new Duke women's basketball coach, but old time sports. I mean, she's been in it forever. But and she talked about the difference in what hard work is and competitiveness. And just having that mentality that if we come in and we want to compete every day, then we're going to be a lot better, and that's going to be our mentality. I don't want them to work hard. I want them to compete. You know, I can make them work hard, but I can't make them compete. So if that is instilled in their brain and they're making them, you know, they're holding that themselves accountable to compete every day, we're going to be in a lot better shape. So that's my expectation of them, is just to hold themselves accountable and compete, whether it's weights, whether it's conditioning, whether it's drill work, whether it's practice in the classroom, just to have a competitive mindset.
So, Coach, I know regardless of when we play, I think I can speak for everyone when we're excited to see the athletes back on the court and to continue that momentum that we left off with. I appreciate you taking the time and look forward to catching up with you down the road.
Thank you.